Well, greetings today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and it's my pleasure to be sharing the daily inspiration with you. This is day 6 in our 7-day series, and what we've been talking about this week is the body of Christ. Day 1, which would have been the 4th day of the month, was we looked at the physical body of Christ, the one that he came to this earth as a baby and had a strong, healthy body. We looked at that the first day. The second day, on the 5th, we looked at the crucified body of Christ and how he was beaten and how he bled and died for your and my sins. And I would really encourage you to listen to those first two messages if you haven't listened to them already. Then from there, we went in to look at and consider the body of Christ, which is the church, as the scriptures tell us, and Jesus Christ being the head, and we as Christians, the body of Christ. And we've been looking at various things in the last few days concerning the body of Christ, the church. Today I'm going to change the format a little bit and read. We're still talking about the body of Christ, but we're looking at it a little bit differently maybe. Out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to read through that chapter. I'm reading out of the King James Version, and we're just going to go through, and I'll comment a little bit as I go. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. And now, notice here all these gifts are, these spiritual gifts are given to people in that are part of the body of Christ. This is how the body of Christ, the church, is to function and to work in the area of spiritual gifts. That's what we're looking at here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So we're looking at, we're at verse 8. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. So this is a comment there. The Spirit of God gives gifts, it appears, to people in the church to minister in a way that would be bring edification and blessing to the church. And this is talking about the church, the body of Christ. And verse 12 says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and this is now talking about a physical body, a human body, a physical, human body. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Okay, well, maybe I misspoke there. That's not necessarily talking about the physical body of a human being. It's talking still about the church there. And then it's going to be giving the example out of a human body. So that's where we're at. But anyway, back to verse 12. For as the body, the church is one, and hath many members, different people in the church, and all the members of that one body being many are one body. So There's many different members in the one body, but it's still one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. And that doesn't necessarily mean water baptism. I hope you understand that every time in the Bible where it talks about baptize, isn't necessarily talking about water baptism. The word baptize means to be immersed, and it's used in various ways and not just water baptism. I think that's one of the cases here. It's not necessarily talking about water baptism. Verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all immersed into one body, or brought into one body, or baptized, like it says, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. Now this is where it's talking about the human body. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body, or if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And so, okay, I guess we'll read one more, a couple more verses. But now are they many members, yet one body, verse 20, verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. Okay, now let's consider that in the human body used as a type for the church. But let's consider the human body first, where, you know, he makes a very good point that we have a lot of different members in our one physical human body. There's a head, there's ears, there's eyes, there's hands, there's feet, there's the main trunk of the body, there's legs, there's feet, there's heart, and there's liver, and there's kidneys, and there's blood vessels, and cells, and you name it. I mean, you can just go on and on and on, describing all the different parts of the body, and some of those parts of the body are very visible. You know, our face is very visible, and our hands in that, but our appendix isn't very visible, or our knee joint, or spinal column there. Or even our brainstem. You know, those things are not very visible, but they are a part of the body that's very important to the body. And that's the point that he's making here, is that it's not just the things that are seen are the important things, and the things that aren't seen. And so now he makes that comparison with the church, and how there's many members in the church, and they're all important, even though there might be some more visible and some less visible. And so, verse 25, it says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. So he's making that type there with the human body and bringing it as a type of the church, and that we are the body of Christ and members in particular. That's what we're talking about here this week, is the body of Christ And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. There's many different duties in the church, even just helps, even governments, even or like administrations or, you know, business type things. There's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers. There's those that are praying for the sick and sick are being healed. Different duties in the church. There's different gifts in the church that we saw earlier in this chapter. And so we're not all the same, but God has placed every one of us in the body to be a blessing to the body. And we should be praying that we could fulfill what God has for us as a member of the local body that we are in. And then it goes on, verse 29 says, are all apostles? Well, it doesn't give an answer there, but these are, there's a word for it, but these are questions that have the answer built in, basically. Are all apostles? No. Not everybody's an apostle. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No, the answer is no to those questions. And then it says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And so what a beautiful chapter showing us spiritual gifts, also different duties, and explaining how the body of Christ is to work together to fulfill God's purpose. And it says, covet earnestly. That means to really fervently desire and to consider our own selves. What part of the body of Christ am I in my local church, and how can I be more effective? How can I fulfill God's purpose for my life in the local church? And I don't think that we should be a part of a body that, or we should be the sore thumb or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not what God's, you know, even though our physical bodies sometimes have a smashed thumb and they're always crying out, and that's not God's, to be critical or anything like that in as a member of the church. We should be in unity, as we talked about the last couple of days, and we should be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. But then it says, show I unto you a more excellent way, and then it goes into the love chapter, chapter 13. So let us finish with that. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll finish this series tomorrow.